This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. And here are some of the headlines from around the world today. Airstrikes rain down on Khartoum, with representatives of Sudan's warring factions meeting in Saudi Arabia for talks to prevent a humanitarian catastrophe as the fighting enters a fifth week. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan arrives at his Lahore residence after being freed on bail following days of legal drama and nationwide riots over his arrest on corruption charges. The U.S.-Mexico border appears calm as tough asylum rules come into force, with senior officials in Washington expressing confidence that the new system will work. The director of Annunciation House in El Paso, Texas, Ruben Garcia, says the new rules might even act as a deterrent.
I also believe that as word spreads that you can no longer count on coming in, being processed and released, that practice, that phenomena is not going to be possible.
Israeli airstrikes batter the Gaza Strip in response to rocket fire from Palestinian militants as deadly fighting resumes after a calm night and despite efforts to secure a truce. Ghana's largest opposition party, the National Democratic Congress, votes in primaries to choose its presidential candidate for next year's election, with former leader John Mahama favored to win after his chief rival withdrew from the race. And voters in the West African state of Mauritania cast ballots in legislative and local elections that will serve as a key test ahead of a presidential poll next year. This is VOA News. Thousands flee Myanmar's west coast, and Bangladesh officials race to evacuate Rohingya refugees as the most powerful cyclone in over a decade churns through the Bay of Bengal. President Vladimir Zelensky meets Pope Francis as Germany unveils its largest weapons package for Kyiv, and Ukraine readies a counteroffensive to push back Russian troops. Turkish President Recep Erdogan leads prayers at an iconic mosque in Istanbul ahead of a battle for his political life against a powerful secular rival. Pivotal elections take place in Turkey on Sunday. Thai opposition leaders tour Bangkok in open-top jeeps, urging voters to turn out in force to kick out the military-backed government in Sunday's election. And Twitter has a new CEO. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A veteran network executive's leaving her job at NBC Universal, expected to become the new CEO of Twitter. In the hours after Elon Musk announced that he had a new CEO for Twitter, NBC Universal's announced Linda Yaccarino, its chairwoman for global advertising, is leaving her job there. Yaccarino interviewed Musk on a Miami stage last month in front of hundreds of advertisers, and getting advertising back for Twitter will be a key priority. Musk has been running the company since he bought it last fall, but many of his new policies have been controversial and have prompted subscribers and advertisers to leave. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An early heat wave in the Pacific Northwest in the United States could break records. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A heat wave this weekend could surpass daily records in parts of the Pacific Northwest and worsen wildfires already burning in western Canada. The region has grappled with scorching summer temperatures and unprecedented wildfires fueled by climate change in recent years. The unseasonable high temperatures could further boost dozens of fires burning in Canada's western Alberta province. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory lasting from Saturday through Monday for much of the western parts of both Oregon and Washington state. It said temperatures could raise the risk of heat-related illness, particularly for those who are dehydrated or don't have effective cooling. I'm Norman Hall.
And 26 countries, each with 3 minutes to convince juries and the voting public, Britain hosts the Eurovision Grand Final on behalf of last year's runaway winners, Ukraine. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.